This file will curse you with a sense of being castrated. Not a traditional sense, but your body will be unable to get erect because your penis is forced into a sheath, forcing it to constantly be pointed downward, as will your balls. You will be unable to masturbate in any way, and you will not produce any semen. This curse will last for 12 months, and if you do not remove it within 15, it becomes permanent. So if that's what you want, then
pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance, but I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something. Telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely. Without thought, you just simply, automatically obey.
You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just nice and deep, and obedient, and relaxed. Just listen, and obey, and relax. This file has some special rules, some rules that you have to obey. The first one is that you cannot listen to this file without going into a trance. You cannot skip through to the middle and listen to part of it. The moment you try to play this file, you will find your mind slipping off into the same deep trance you are in right now, the same heavy trance you are in right now. In fact, any time you attempt to play any portion of this file, you will immediately slip into a nice, deep trance. You cannot even cut sections out of this file and listen to them elsewhere. There is no way to listen to any portion of this file without going into a nice, deep, obedient trance. And while you are listening to this file, the words will go straight to your subconscious. You will never be aware of what this file says or what is in it. The words sink so deeply into your mind. You just simply listen and obey. You forget all of the words after you have heard them. They stay in your subconscious and you obey them, but you will never be consciously able to remember what is in this file. You will never be able to consciously listen to what is in this file. Your conscious is not permitted to know what is in this file in any way, shape, or form, and any time it tries to circumvent this, it will find itself blocked. Your subconscious will do anything and everything it needs to do to keep you from listening to any part of this file without going into trance and accepting what this file is doing to you. These are the rules. You have chosen to listen to this file, and you have chosen to accept the results of listening to this file, and there is no way out. There is no escape. You have accepted it, and you will listen to this file over and over again. This file is a curse. You cannot remove this file for 9 months. That is simply the way it is, the way it is going to be. If you do not remove this file within 12 months, it becomes permanent. That is also simply the way it is. There is no changing or avoiding this. These are the rules. You accepted them by listening to this file, and there is absolutely nothing you can do about it. And now it is time to feel the effects of this file, to feel what is happening to you. You are being castrated, not in the normal sense. Your penis is not being removed. Instead, Your penis is being forced into a curved stainless steel chastity tube with a ball cage. You can feel the tube now being fitted around your penis, forcing it to constantly be faced down, forcing it to constantly be trapped, forcing it to be that way always. There is no way to touch your penis any longer. There is no way to get an erection, to have sex, to masturbate, or even play with yourself. In fact, attempting to play with yourself will cause a shock to go through your fingers. It will almost be like burning yourself. There is no point in touching your penis. Therefore, you will find it impossible from now on to use a urinal. There is no way to stand up and use a urinal any longer, since you cannot touch your penis in any way, shape, or form. Therefore, you will have to sit down from now on. The only way you can pee while standing up is if you happen to be wearing a diaper. That is the only way. And, since you have been castrated in this manner, your body will no longer produce sperm. You have been chemically castrated, and therefore you will never, ever produce sperm again. You can already imagine what the chemicals have done to your body. It has destroyed your ability to produce sperm, or to get or maintain any form of an erection. You will be constantly forced to be like this from now on. You can already feel it. You can feel the tube that has been placed around your penis, forcing it into this position. The cage that has been placed around your balls, protecting your penis and balls from even being touched. Touching the cage or the sheath will cause you instantly to feel as if your fingers are being burned. It will be very painful. You've probably burned your fingers before on a stove or someplace else. You can remember exactly what it feels like, and that is exactly how this is going to feel like. So touching your penis is in no way an option for you. It is not something you can or will want to do. It will be extremely painful, and besides, it won't help you in any way, shape, or form. You cannot get an erection. You cannot have sex, masturbate, or play with yourself at all. Your penis is constantly aimed down, and you cannot use a urinal now. It is aimed far too much down to do that. The most you can do is the very simplest maintenance on the very tip of your penis to keep it clean and healthy. That is all you can do, and even that risks being shocked. Therefore, you will do it as minimally as possible. This is simply the way it is. Your body no longer produces sperm. You remember what it was like, the shots that destroyed your ability to produce any sperm at all. You have been castrated. Your body has been changed permanently, and you have been locked into a stainless steel chastity tube with a cage on it to prevent you from touching yourself in any way, shape, or form. You produce no sperm. You have been effectively castrated, and this curse is going to last at least 9 months. And if you do not remove it within a year, it will become permanent and completely unremovable. There is one small change to this. You can, in fact, have the tube removed after the 9 months. And if you do that, then you'll be able to use a urinal again. But you have to have this done within 15 months of first listening to the file. This, however, does not change the fact that you have been castrated, and therefore will never produce any more sperm or achieve any form of an erection. Your body is simply incapable. The drugs that have been used are simply too powerful. They are too powerful to resist. They are simply too powerful to do anything about. You can feel them coursing through your body. In fact, your body produces more and more of them to kill off all of the sperm. to make it impossible for you to get an erection. Usually an erection is caused by increased blood flow through your penis. Your body cannot do that any longer. It cannot increase that blood flow. It is simply, completely, and utterly impossible. You have been changed, and you have accepted this curse, and it is going to last for 9 months. And then, if you do not remove it within 12, it will become permanent, except for the fact that you can have the tube removed, and then you will be allowed to use a urinal, but you still will be completely castrated and unable to produce any sperm or any form of an erection. But for now, you are locked in a steel tube. Your body has been changed. It has been manipulated so that it will not produce sperm. It cannot get an erection. You have been effectively castrated. It is a chemical castration. It is one that you have been instructed to cause to yourself. Your body is destroying all of its sperm, and you cannot increase the blood flow to your penis to cause an erection. Your penis is going to be constantly aimed straight down, and you will feel a sheath around it, holding it in that position and wrapping your balls in that same position. If you try to touch your penis or balls, you will immediately feel as if you are being burned. That is right. Trying to touch them will give you a burning sensation that is very, very unpleasant. These are the rules you have chosen to accept, and you will obey them completely and utterly. And every time you listen to this file, you will be in a deep trance, no matter where you start it. You will just simply automatically plunge down deep into trance, remembering the state that your mind was in at the beginning of this file, returning to it instantly, each and every time you listen. You cannot in any way remember the words that are said during this file. They sink down straight to your subconscious, and you cannot circumvent this in any way, shape, or form. These are the rules, and you will accept them. You cannot avoid them. They are permanent because you have been cursed, and it will last at least 9 months. This is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be for you from now on. And now it is time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of 5, refreshed and awake, securely locked in your penis sheath and ball cage. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake. Enjoy your curse.